Amen.
Amen.
My wife has a word. 1 minute.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I wish the Lord should open your eyes and see what is in the middle of this place. There's a very big light from above that is shining all over these premises.
Amen.
That was what the Lord showed me, and it's still showing me right now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, let there be light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, let there be light in the midst of his people. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now we're going to take one song before I just go into the word. How excellent is your name? You sang it earlier. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not that good a singer, but you can just follow me. How excellent is your name,
oh Lord.
How excellent is your name,
oh Lord.
How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. When I'm invited to places, I don't actually know how to prepare to preach. See, I just believe when I go there that the Lord, you know, will kind of tell me what to do. Praise God. And as I'm here, the Lord said I should call the pastor of the church out, Pastor John Solodu, and the wife. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We can see how things move. We don't know what to do, but God is just telling me what to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, the Lord is impressing my mind that Pastor John Solodu.
Sololo.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No
has labored so much in the house of the Lord. He has labored for so long, and he has, you know, loved the Lord with a sincere heart. He loved the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we have many pastors today with different motives. And the Lord opened my eyes to see that this is one of the very few pastors that love the Lord.
Amen.
That want to honor the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord says that your labor has not been in vain.
Amen.
That you're going to see the fruits of your labor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many people have passed through this ministry, and many will still pass through this ministry.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see your children taking roots in the country and in other lands, not only in Italy.
Amen.
And I see them become very great men.
Amen.
Great men.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're going to see it in your lifetime.
Amen.
And you remember what I told you today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is going to prosper you in every aspect of your life. Even as I'm here now, the Lord says I should, you know, make a donation to you of 1,000 euro. Hallelujah. As a token of what is going to start to do in your life. I'm announcing this thing publicly so that the other people will follow suit. So that in your private time you go and meet him and say, this is what the Lord said I should do for him. Stretch up forth your hands to him and the family right now. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We honor you. Hallelujah. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Thank you because the labors of your servants is never forgotten. Hallelujah. A book of remembrance is written before you. And those who call upon your name, hallelujah, you have reserved a day of glory for them.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because it is done in this family. And you will bring these things to pass in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, let me sit there. Let me sit there. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, most of us find ourselves in a strange land called Italy. And somehow nobody will ever wake up in his life one day and say he wants to go to Italy. Isn't it? I know that you people are, most of you here are people of the English extract, English speaking countries. So obviously, it is normal that somebody will say he's going to America, he's going to London, he's going to Canada, you know, he's going to some English speaking country. But nobody will wake up and say he's going to Italy. So something brought you here in a mysterious way that you cannot explain. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And of course, some people did not have a choice. That's why they find themselves here. Praise God. But the way it looks, from the look of things, not everybody has actually found a fulfillment in the land. I've seen many, many people who have gone around in circles and circles and circles, and the circling never ends. Isn't it? Circle and circle for years after years. Now, I've been in Italy for getting close to 20 years now. And I've looked around and I've looked at people that we are here together with, and I've seen people just going around in circles, round in circles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you don't seem to find the satisfaction you seek. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But I have a word today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I have a word today from the Lord. Hallelujah. And that same light that the Lord will reveal to us today, may the Lord cause it to shine in our hearts.
Amen.
So that we can understand the mystery of Christ.
Amen.
What Christ signifies in our lives. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let the pure revelation light shine in our hearts.
Amen.
So that we can see and understand what is the mystery of who I am. Because in the reality, most of us as men do not even see ourselves. We do not know who we are. When you are in the dark, you don't know who you are. Isn't it? Unless the light shines, then you begin to know who you are. Praise God. Now, I would just say today, let us be still for one moment and begin to hear the Father speak. Praise God. Because the prosperity that the Father wants to unleash on his people is different from the prosperity that this world has got to offer. There's a prosperity that you can have in God. Praise God. That no matter what happens around you, nothing can touch your peace. Praise God. Now we've heard of economic crisis, isn't it? We've heard of economic crisis. We've heard of different problems in the country today. But you can come to a place where nothing can touch you.
Amen.
Praise God. Now Jesus Christ demonstrated this when he walked upon the waters. Now the waters were going, you know, turbulent. sea before. Very few of you. Now if you go by sea, and if you go to high seas, and you see how the things rock when the weather is bad. And you know, Jesus Christ walked upon the sea. He walked upon the waters. Now why did he do this? He did this to demonstrate that he had the ability to walk over every situation without being affected, without his peace being touched, without his joy being tampered with. Praise God. He slept in the boat like a baby, and the boat was rocking, and the disciples were crying, "Jesus, we are going to die." And you know, he looked at them, "Oh, you children of little faith." And he calmed the sea. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now Jesus Christ could do this because he walked in a name. Praise God. He walked in an identity. He walked in the name of the Father. He walked in that name that is above all names. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you know, I gave those songs today. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And you know how excellent the name of the Lord is. We can understand that the safety and the security we seek in this life is in discovering the secret of the name of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We have to understand the secret of the name of what? Of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Let us be concentrated. Let us understand what this secret is in the name of the Lord. Psalm 91, if you study Psalm 91 properly, Psalm 91 says that because he has what? He has known my name. Because he has known my name. When you begin to get a revelation of the name of the Lord, things begin to happen for you in your life. Praise God. Because this is the name that we are called to inherit today. Praise God. It is written in the book of Revelation, in the letter to the church in Philadelphia, which is the sixth message to the sixth church, that to him that overcomes, I will give what? A new name. I will write upon him the name of what? Of my Father. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. I will give him what? A new name. I will write upon him the name of my what? Of my God and my Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. In my name they shall do exploits. In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall walk upon the waters. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now this is the name that we have been called to inherit in this day. Hallelujah. And it's a reality. But we need to have spiritual insight. See, Jesus Christ did not come to make us religious. You know what it means to be religious? He didn't come to try to make us, you know, good human beings. But rather, he came to give us a new identity. Praise God. If you know your true identity as a child of God, some of the problems that you think you have as a person will just disappear. Somebody says he's sick. Somebody says that the doctor says he has how many months to live. Somebody says he's a drunkard. Praise God. The other day I was my wife, we met a very high-flying society lady, a very big lady, rich and all that. And we were with her, and then there was a friend with us, and the friend knew her very well. So when we were just discussing, this woman broke down and cried, started weeping and saying that her life is a wreck, that she's been, everything is just going wrong for her. The other guy there, we couldn't believe his eyes. I said, "What? This woman, he thought that maybe she has everything going for her." And she started to complain how she's a failure, how things have not worked out for her, this is that and all that. Praise God. Now I told her that you say this because you do not know who you are. Praise God. Because you do not know who have been trying to look for a husband for so long. You don't know what men have done to me. That these men are bad. I'm like, praise God. You have these feelings because you do not know who you are. Because if you know the name that is written upon you, no man can mess with you. Hallelujah. Nobody can take you for a ride if you know your true identity as a child of God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came to restore that true identity to every man. Praise God. I tell you, the person that is speaking here, some time back, there are certain things I never knew I could overcome. Until that light shone in my heart. But when the light shines, you don't need to struggle anymore. Praise God. You just begin to walk in the nature of God. Can God be tempted? Can God, you know, be swept aside? It cannot be. Hallelujah. And you are in the image and in the likeness of God. Praise God. When God created man, in reality, it was a mirroring of himself into man. So that if you see man, what you are supposed to be seeing is God. Do you know that? Oh, hallelujah. When the disciples asked Jesus, show us the Father. Jesus Christ told them, I've been with you for so long and you do not know me. Do you know why Jesus could say that? Because Jesus Christ knew the truth. He had a revelation of the truth. Hallelujah. Yeah. And Jesus Christ says today that if you know the truth will what? Will set you free. It will set you free from your petty bondages. It will set you free from an inferiority complex. It will set you free from the power of sin and death.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why it's written that he has brought to life immortality and life. Praise God. By his coming, by the coming of the Lord, the revelation of life has come to stay. Hallelujah. So that men can now walk in that original purpose that God intended from the foundation of the world. A new name. A new identity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, immediately after telling them that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, he now told them later on that the same works I do, you will do also.
Amen.
Now, what is this work that you are going to do as sons of God? It's to declare this new name, to reveal this new name to the world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That name of the Lord that is inscribed on you. Because having the name of God in you means to have the nature. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk in this reality, you begin to understand. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That you cannot fall sick. You begin to understand that you cannot die. Praise God. Now, everybody quiet. Haven't you read it in Timothy that by his appearance he has abolished death? People just fancy this. They think that maybe the people who wrote this Bible made mistakes. This Bible says that by his appearing he has what? Abolished death. Hallelujah. Because God is not the author of what? Of death. Hallelujah. God does not have death in himself, so God cannot give death to another man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's talk quickly to the book of Genesis. I want us to get a clear understanding of something interesting. All of us know the story of Abraham, Genesis chapter 12. Are we there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 12, I'm going to start from verse 1. And the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, get thee out of thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great what?
Nation.
Hallelujah. And I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, can we be silent for one moment? Can you hear that same voice speaking to you today? Can you hear that same voice of the Father? Can you hear it? Can you hear the voice of the Father saying, leave your father's land? Praise God. Can you hear that voice saying, follow me? Leave everything of the past. Praise God. Leave all your attachments, everything that has molded you as a man, everything that has caused you to walk in a wrong identity. Begin to leave those things behind right now. Praise God. You know, many of us don't hear this voice because we are distracted. You know what we are distracted with? We are distracted with how we go make them, Abi. Is it this one, Abi? That's the major important. Praise God. The money, isn't it? How you can progress in this world, how you can get a family, how you can get married, how you can get, you know, a good job, you know, how you can build a house. Isn't that the thing that men worry themselves about? That is the thing on the mind of men. You see, but over the years, I've discovered a secret. That when you put your hand to face the things of God, those things will begin to pursue you, will begin to chase you. This is a secret I've discovered. Praise God. There's nothing I didn't put my hand into, and you know, it didn't come back to me. Not that I'm looking for it to come back to me. Praise God, but it comes back to me shaking hundredfold. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I write a lot of books, and I distribute a lot of books all over the world freely. And somebody wants to ask me, like, how do you keep this thing, you know? But I said, man, the money keeps flowing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. See, I don't have to look into my account to see a big account. See, before I do the work of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can look into the Spirit and have a deep revelation of God's kingdom, when you put your hand into that thing, you can never lack. It is real. It is true. I've seen it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you do these things, God will begin to prosper you in everything you do. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Abraham received the call. Leave all. Leave your father's house. Now, when you say leave your father's house, what does it mean? See, these are things that can be understood spiritually. He's saying here that leave those things that have formulated you, those beliefs of men, traditions of men, religious beliefs. Leave all those things right now, and I will lead you into a new place. Praise God. 15 years later, God appeared to the same Abraham, saying, I am thy Lord, thy God. Walk before me and be perfect.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God told him, look, your name will no longer be called Abraham, but Abraham.
Hallelujah.
And I will make you what? A father of many nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want you to understand the Bible. The Bible is a very mysterious book. You cannot understand the Bible by the letters. That is why God has given us the Spirit today. People like Abraham received this call, but in reality, they never could benefit spiritually from those things that they heard. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because God was indicating a birthing of a new name, which is the name of the Father. Because there is only one Father, isn't it? Call no man upon the earth Father. Isn't that what Jesus Christ said? Call no man upon the earth. There is only one, and that is God. There is one Father of all nations, and that is God. So if you have a spiritual ear to hear, you hear God saying that I will give you a new name, which is the name of the Father. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is the new name that God has promised the Those who will be able to hear what the Spirit is saying today. Now, we are so distracted these days. Everybody is just, you know, distracted with even religion. You know, religion is a distraction.
Yes.
You know, even too much church activity is a distraction. You go about doing, you think, let me tell you something. You cannot do anything for God's kingdom on your own. Because Mary and Martha, they were out there with Jesus. Mary was just sitting down there listening to Jesus speak. She didn't do a thing. Martha was running up and down, serving everybody. And she thought, you know, maybe she's doing the right thing. She thought, you know, that, look, tell my lady to come and help me. Jesus said, look, my sister, this woman sitting down here has taken the better part. How many of us can sit down in meditation and be still? Some folks come to church and we clap and we dance and hey, you know, and we go around the circles in church and clap and but how many people really go back to be still in God's presence, away from everybody, to say, Father, speak to me? How many people? Very few. Praise God, very few people. Look, Abraham was able to hear because Abraham was to be able to be still enough to hear the voice of God. Because God is always speaking to every man. Noah escaped the judgment of the world because he was what? Able to hear. Look through the Bible. All those who receive from God, they receive from God because you are what? Able to hear. And how do you hear if you are not still? You have to hear directly from God, not from man. You cannot hear from a pastor, eh? Your pastor is supposed to lead you the way to God, eh? Paul says, I follow Christ the way I follow him. Paul didn't say, follow me. A pastor cannot give you the word of God, and you have to hear the word from God directly. And that is when things will begin to change in your life. Hallelujah. You must listen. Jesus Christ says, mind how you hear. Mind how you hear. To him that has, more will be what? Given. To him that does not have, the little that he thinks he has will be taken away from him. Do you know what he means by that? Your ability to hear what the Spirit is saying, what God is saying, is what will elevate you into God's realm. It's what will elevate you into eternal life. It is what will elevate you into an inheritance that will never pass away. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you begin to hear the Spirit, now what is the Spirit giving to you for? The Spirit is giving to you to teach you the deep things of God. The Spirit is not just giving to you to just start to speak in tongues. He's not giving to you to make money. He's giving to you to know the deep things of God, because when you know the deep things of God, you can now walk as God. You understand it? Because everything that is of God is also ours. See, but how can you know this if it's not here? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So Abraham heard the word of God. And Abraham followed the guidance of the Spirit. And today, God expects that we should be able to hear that same voice, that same promise, promise of fruitfulness, promise of greatness, promise of dominion. Hallelujah. Promises that you will be a blessing to many nations. You will become a father of many nations, because the same works of Jesus are the same works you will do, which are the works of the Father. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us be still, learn to be quiet. Praise God. Because life and demonstration, outward show, all this is to pass away. Amen. If I stand here and preach on pulpits or do all the big things and I'm not ready to receive from God, everything is just a waste. Mind how you hear. 7 times in the book of Revelation, mind how you hear. See, what the Spirit says to the church. How does he say it? What the Spirit says to the church. Blessed is he who hears what the Spirit says to the church. If you can achieve the promises of God only by what? By hearing from God. Not by going to church, eh? But not by going by other people. You cannot. Those people, they are just there. It's how you will hear it from God that will take you to God's kingdom. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the woman, we know the woman with the issue of blood. Do you know the story? This woman had the issue of blood. She was losing blood for 18 years. 18 years is it? 12 years. Hallelujah. She was losing blood for 12 years. And you know what it means to lose blood for 12 years? That means she must have demasiated. Amen. She must have been the talk of the town. You know how brethren will meet and say, let us pray for that sister. You know how brethren do? They will gossip first. Then they say, let us pray. Amen.
Amen.
They will say, let us pray. Hallelujah. Amen. People will be coming to say sorry to her. Sorry. Is it sorry that you eat? The Bible says that this lady spent her substance, her whole livelihood on doctors. From doctor to doctor. From drug to drug. From therapy to therapy. From advice to advice. Amen. Hallelujah. From man to man. But these things never could really heal this woman until she went to Jesus by faith to touch the woman. Amen.
Amen.
And when she touched Jesus, the Bible says that she was made what? Whole. She was made what? Whole. Now what drove this woman to touch Jesus? Faith. Jesus Christ says what? Your faith. Did Jesus Christ say he said that? Jesus said, I didn't do anything. No. It's your faith. If it's another man, he will say, Nami. But Jesus Christ said, your faith made you whole. How did she get that faith? Because that faith is a divine type of faith, it's not an ordinary faith. How can you be drawn to Jesus that you have not met? Faith cometh by what? By
hearing.
Praise God. Some of us have problems. I have problems, serious problems in my life. If I tell you my problems, you will not be okay. I have problems. But until I tell you to reach out, hallelujah. You reach out, hallelujah. You reach out and take from God, hallelujah. Take from God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you have believed, you have given them power to us to become sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how can you believe? It's by hearing. Not by hearing on television, by hearing from the Father. God has to speak to you. Amen. God spoke to Moses. Isn't it? God spoke to Elijah. Didn't he? God has to speak to you. You have to have a father-son relationship with God. Hallelujah. And it is there. It's not far away from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was with a sister, a Muslim. She used to be a Muslim. And I just shared with her a couple of times. And she couldn't even, after the count of last year, she couldn't believe that, even anything can happen for her. And right there and there, this lady started to see great visions. Deep visions, I was there. I told her, you can see that God is the Father of all. Hallelujah. And God is closer to you than your breath. God is closer to you than you ever think. God has never left you. It's only the eyes of our understanding was what? Was darkened. Hallelujah. Praise God. God wants us to rediscover our true natures, our true identities today. Hallelujah. Because I am not sick. I am not poor. I am not an outcast. I am not a failure. I am Christ, the Son of God. Praise God. It's no longer I but what? But Christ. It's no longer I but
Christ.
Hallelujah. You know, some people they have, they are hesitant to declare that they they are the same nature with Christ. See, but the Bible says that we are one body with Christ. Amen? We are the same substance with what? With Christ. Now, it's your understanding of this mystery that will liberate you from any problem you have. Do you know that? You see, let me tell you something. Truth cannot be changed. The way you are is the way you are. If God created him in his image and his likeness, that is what you are. Amen? And you must simply awaken to enjoy the abundance that God has given you to enjoy. Nobody will come out. God will not do anything again new for you. It is finished. Isn't that what Jesus Christ said on the cross? It is what?
Finished.
Praise God. Now it's left for you to now possess your possession. Praise God. When John the apostle saw the heavenly Jerusalem, he saw open gates. When the gates closed, the gates were open. Symbolic that every man can enter now. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Every man can be experience God's blessings, unlimited blessings right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can begin to experience divine health right now.
Amen.
You can begin to experience the joy that has eluded you for many years. The joy of your salvation. Praise God.
Amen.
Some of us have had too much problems now that we can't even remember how the last time we were happy. Amen. Problem for family members. Problem for friends, from relationships. Problems here and there, and all these things have obscured our understanding that we can't even see ourselves anymore. Hallelujah. But the hour has come for the sons of God to awake. Awake and Christ will give you light. Hallelujah. Awake and Christ will give you light. Turn quickly to the book of Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14. Is it in the New Testament or Old Testament? Old Testament. Okay, last chapter. Hallelujah. Somebody can cut you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now, Revelation chapter 14. Are we there? Oh, hallelujah. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood upon Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written what? In their foreheads. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us repeat. Lo, I looked. Let us say it. And I looked, and lo. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Every man has to see the same thing that John the Apostle saw. Amen. John saw it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. John saw 144,000 upon Mount Zion. Having what? The name of what? Of the Father written upon their foreheads. Do you know God wants you to see that same thing today? For yourself? God wants every man to have this vision. God wants every man to have this revelation. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that Jesus, of course this is what Jesus speaking, that the Spirit of God will show you things to come. The Spirit of God will announce to you things to come. Now why is he announcing you to come? So that you can enter in and become what? Partakers. Lo, I saw 144,000 upon Mount Zion having the Father's name written upon their foreheads. The book of Revelation is a book of symbols. You know what they call symbols? Allegories, symbols. When you look at something, for example, in the book of Revelation, if you see a lamp, you know, sheep, it's talking of a person. Amen. It's a book of symbols. Praise God. Because you will not go anywhere in the world or anywhere in the sky and see one big long mountain and you see 144,000 standing there with one lamp in front of them. These are spiritual revelations that can be understood by the Spirit of what? Of God. Praise God. That is why we have the Spirit. We have the Spirit so that we can understand these things today. Oh, hallelujah. 144,000 having the name of their Father standing upon Mount Zion before the Lamb of God. Praise God. These are a company of people who have been redeemed. Redeemed from this world. A company of people that have rediscovered themselves in God.
Amen.
Paul says that you have come to what? You have come to Mount
Zion.
You have come to Mount Zion. To the heavenly Jerusalem. To the garden of the innumerable company of angels, of messengers of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. John was seeing a picture of you and I in the glory of the Father. Hallelujah. Because we are the ones standing upon Mount Zion with that new name, which is the name of what? Of the Father. These are those who have come to the fullness of Christ, who have grown into what? Spiritual maturity. Hallelujah. Are we following? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us read on verse 2. Are we there? Revelation chapter 14, verse 2. Is somebody there?
And I heard a sound from heaven, like the rushing waters, like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of the harpies playing their harp.
Amen. Carry on.
3. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who have been redeemed from the earth. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, but they kept themselves pure.
Amen.
They followed the Lamb wherever he goes. They were fetched from among men and offered as a first fruit to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouth. They are limitless.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what John was seeing? He was seeing you and I upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who can hear the voice of the Spirit in this hour and allow themselves to be guided by the Spirit of God will definitely finish upon that Mount Zion experientially, reigning in the glory of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The Bible says that these men were what? They were redeemed from what? From the earth. Do you know what it means to be redeemed from the earth? When you say redeemed from the earth, it means that they have been redeemed from among men. They are no more mortals. They are no more terrestrial beings. They are no more carnal beings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible speaks about two men, a terrestrial man and a celestial man. The celestial man is the Lord from heaven. And the terrestrial man is the ordinary sinner, the ordinary inglorious man. But this 144,000 represents a people that have been redeemed from the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in their mouth was found no what? No lie. Lie. Oh, hallelujah. This one, they follow the Lamb wherever it goes. Who's the Lamb? Is the Christ. Praise God. Is that anointing of the Spirit that is within you? Those that are led by the Spirit are what?
Are the children of the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of God will guide you into all truth. It will guide you back into the glory of the Father. Praise God. It's a wonderful. The Bible says that they were virgins. You know, if you read this with the carnal mind, that means most of us here won't make it. Is there a virgin here? Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Yes.
Where is the virgin?
Yeah.
Where? Okay, the virgin. That means all of us are out. Amen. Hallelujah. Spiritual virgins are virgins who are not attached to this world, who are not married to this world. People who have divorced themselves from the systems of men, and they have united themselves with the Lord and the Lord alone. They are married to Christ. He that is joined to the Lord is what? Is one spirit with the Lord. They are married to the Lord. Do you know marriage in true spiritual terms is your marriage to the Lord? You know our marriage in this world is just for a moment. It's temporal. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody's crying. Say, no, no.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The marriage you have in this world is what is temporal. These are temporal things. They are only shadows of that real marriage, which is our marriage to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
To be married to the Lamb of God means that He becomes our head.
Yes.
It's not me anymore that speaks, but the Lord that's now my head. He's the one leading me, speaking through me. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He's the one speaking through me, leading me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us just understand what the Spirit is saying here. Hallelujah. The Bible says that in their mouth was found no lie. Now, what is the lie? What is the lie? Well, you know lie, that's what they call it, the major spiritual lie. Any that spirit that does not confess the Christ is a liar. Do you know that? Any spirit in you that does not confess the Christ is what? Is a liar. Amen. And that is the spirit of what? Of the Antichrist. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So this is what is happening today. God is giving us His truth to purify us from all lies. Because like it's written in the Psalms, all men are what? All men are what? Do you know this Bible very well? All men are liars. All men, amen? All men are liars. When you walk in a mistaken identity as an ordinary man, you are what? You are a liar. Amen? Praise God. When you walk in a mistaken identity, you are what? You are a liar. Praise God. But all today, by the truth, we are being washed. We are being renewed in our minds. Hallelujah. So that we can walk once more in our true identities as what? As children of God. Hallelujah. Look within yourself today. Are you there? In meditation. Because the Father will not do anything new but to reveal the truth. Praise God. God does not make mistakes. When God created a man in the beginning, God did not want to make a mistake. It is man that has what? Deviated from the truth. See, the Bible says that they love not the truth. See, they love what? Not the truth. They marry themselves to lies. Praise God. But today, we have to awaken to our true celestial identity. You must be born again. Born again is not just only coming to the church. Amen. I'm going to still round up now. Born again is not only coming to the church to say, to come to the altar, I give my life to Christ, amen? Born again speaks about a renewal, amen? So that we now walk once more as in the nature of our Father. And you know our Father is a spirit? Do you know that we are spirit? Most of the problems we have today with lust and all this is because we think that we are carnal. Because we walk in a mistaken identity. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But today, we are being called to walk in the what? In the true identity, in the spiritual identity of the Father. See, flesh and blood cannot what? Inherit God's kingdom. But what? spirit. It's a spiritual kingdom, and we must be transformed by the renewing in our minds daily. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turn to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 17. Are we there? I'm going to show you something here. A secret to our fulfillment. Are you there? Many of us are seeking fulfillment in life. And Psalm chapter 17, verse 15. Are you there?
Yes.
Can somebody read this?
And I, in righteousness, I will see your face. When I wake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
Yeah, but what version is that, Pastor? What version? Okay. I'll read it here. It says, as for me, I will behold thy face in what? In righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy what? Likeness. Now, are you listening? You need spiritual understanding to get what the Lord is saying here. It's a man's ability to awake. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's our ability to awake into the likeness of the Father, God, that can give us that true satisfaction that we seek. Because as a man, you will never ever be satisfied. Mark it today. As a man, you will never truly be satisfied. You will never truly see what they call fulfillment as a man. See, we all died. That's why we walk today as ordinary men. You know that? Spiritually speaking, we all died. The Bible says all died in what? In Adam. All men died. When you go out into the street today, what you are seeing is just dead men. Dead men. When you are dead, you don't know anything anymore. You don't know yourself. You can't see. You don't know who you are. You see, but when you awake and rediscover your true nature in the likeness of God, then satisfaction begins to come back into your life. Healing begins to come back into your life. Fulfillment begins to come back into your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So today, I'm going to round up now. Today what we have seen or we have heard is about the new name. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The new name. Can we stay on our feet, please? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we say today together, it is no longer I but Christ.
It is no longer I but Christ.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Greater is he that is in me than the world.
I am born again of the incorruptible word of God.
I
have been given a new name.
I
walk in the name of the Father. Hallelujah. No matter what any voice says without, I walk in that name. Today I walk in newness of life.
Today I walk in newness of life.
All things are passed away.
All things are passed away.
Behold, all things are new.
Behold, all things are new.
All things are beautiful.
All things are beautiful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Give me revelation.
Give me revelation.
Let your light shine in my heart.
Let your light shine in my heart.
Cause me to see your truth.
Cause me to see your truth.
Cause me to see the works of your hands.
Cause me to see the works of your hands.
Cause me to shine in this generation as a star of God.
Cause me to shine in this generation as a star of God.
Thank you, Father, because it's done.
Thank you, Father, because it's done.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Amen.
As you praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
As we concluded this prayer, the Lord showed me the rock. From the rock, it gushes out the water. The spring, the water gushes out from the rock, from above. That was what the Lord showed me right now. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. A rock with gushing you know, streams, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the Spirit, hallelujah.
Amen.
Being unleashed on us to revive us.
Amen.
He revive us back into the things of God.
Amen.
We are all children of God, amen.
Amen.
Everything I spoke to you are the things that the Lord has delivered me to preach. Since we preach the secret of Christ that is within every man. And with God there is no condemnation. With God there is no looking down. Everybody is perfect in God. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.